This is a special edition of Macro Voices with hedge fund manager Eric Townsend, the premier financial podcast targeting professional finance, high net worth individuals, family offices, and other sophisticated investors. Now, for this special edition of Macro Voices, here's hedge fund manager Eric Townsend.
Macro Voices All-Stars, episode number 26, was recorded on July 3rd, 2019. I'm Eric Townsend. All-Star Juliet DeClercq is back with us today. Juliet, you sent a tweet out last night about lawyers now being in charge of the two main central banks. Don't you like lawyers?
Great question, Eric. And since this tweet, who actually generated quite a lot of interest, I've had a good thought about whether I like it or not, and whether it is a lot more meaningful than we all been joking about. So the first thing is potentially two women at key EU posts. You know, what's not to like about it? But Lagarde at the helm of the ECB, I think, is especially interesting. And in fact, I did think that she was going to get one of the main posts, but the ECB one is the one that is most impactful on the market. At least I hope it will be. Because of her comment that negative rates were good for the world, which were reported in the WSJ, investors have assumed that she might be the most dovish of all potential appointees, and that her appointment meant a summum of financial repression. Now, don't get me wrong, financial repression has been my main theme this year and a very successful one. But clients ask me more and more, what's the end game? And I actually think that Lagarde could mark the transition to the so-called end game. Well, at least I hope she is.
Well, that's very exciting, Juliet. So what's the end game?
So think about this. I did highlight in my tweet that the two main central banks are now led by lawyers, but she's much more than a lawyer. Lagarde's expertise is much more fiscal than monetary, given her former role as French finance minister and head of the International Monetary Fund since 2011. Also, bear in mind here, it's not only Draghi that's leaving, but his entire team. So we're talking about the fact that when Lagarde potentially takes over later this year, I think it's in November, the only trained economist at the ECB will be Philip Lane. But hey, who needs monetary experts or academic economists when monetary policy is basically over as we know it? Well, at least in Europe. You know, like QE was designed to compress peripheral spreads, but they're already at the tight. Meanwhile, France can now borrow at negative rates for up to 10 years, and soon Spain will follow. So the only thing achievable with a new dovish package that everybody is talking about for September is really just to try and cap euro strength when the Fed actually starts cutting. So the real question is her appointment a complete coincidence? And is her background a complete coincidence? Many will think that the ECB, that, you know, Macron just needed a French woman. I don't know why he didn't think about me, but I did send my CV. But she doesn't just happen to be just a French woman. She doesn't just happen to fit that package. So I strongly disagree with that. I think Macron is the engineer behind the distribution of the top jobs in Europe, and he is a shrewd leader. And I'm pretty sure that there is a game plan. In fact, just yesterday in the train back from Paris, I was reading Sarkozy's new book. Sarkozy is a former French president, who also happens to be very close to President Macron. And he highlighted a theme that I've been discussing for a few years now, which is interesting given he's also a trained lawyer. Basically, for central banks to remain potent in stimulating activity, we have come to the point where we need cooperation with the fiscal authorities. So Sarkozy basically says in his book that the problem in Europe and in many places other than Europe, is that we need to realize that monetary policy is not the end game on its own, but a pass for the fiscal lever to be easily activated. Needless to add that I really agree, we can't keep thinking of deficits with the same stigma when they are financed at deeply negative rates, deeply negative real rates as well. So for me, the ECB has been the omnipotent Eurozone policy institution. And that's simply because the fiscal side has been largely completely frozen due to a strong pro-austerity axe led by Germany. But my bet is that Lagarde's fiscal expertise and the fact that she will be treated as equal by European leaders will allow her to bridge the gap to a full revamp of monetary policy. Needless to say that it's not a theme that will be only in Europe. I think it will be at the center of debates in the run-up to the US election. So how does it work practically? Basically, negative rates on their own are powerless, but they can eventually unleash more potent policy tools that could take the form of, for example, monetization or quasi-monetization of specific European programs. And we could be talking infrastructure, we could be talking ecological transition, but we could also be talking sending checks to everyone by the post.
Well, Juliet, my prediction is this interview will unleash a tweet storm on Macron saying that there can be no choice other than Juliet de Klerk for a French woman in a senior policy decision-making position. But for now, let's come back to these monetary policy, infrastructure spending programs and so forth that you're talking about. What would the effect be on assets?
Okay, so we're still purely at the speculation level, and my main investment theme does remain financial repression. But one has to watch monetary policy developments very closely from here, because I really do not think that Lagarde is coming on a program of just doing the same old cutting rates as deep as positive. And if I'm right on that, if we are sort of like embracing monetization or quasi-monetization in Europe, it is a game changer. It's a game changer for inflation. It's a game changer potentially for productivity. And obviously, it's a game changer in the end for rates and for assets in general, which are all priced on financial repression. But that, again, all relies on Lagarde having much larger ambitions than focusing on ways to get rates lower to basically pump assets.
Okay, so do we like lawyers after all?
So to come back to your initial question, I think in this particular case, it is completely fitting to give the job to someone who will have direct access to the Eurozone leaders and has a heavy fiscal background. I think she basically has the credentials to move forward with crafting a new policy process that does not exclusively rely on financial repression. In this vein, the planned disappearance of traditional and dogmatic economists is undeniably a good thing and potentially a game changer. And I'd like to add as well, and that was a theme that I developed, I think, on Macro Voice in November, that financial repression is one of the reasons, is one of the macro reasons for the yellow jacket movement to really start. It's the source of inequalities and et cetera. And it is something that must be high on Macron's thinking. So, you know, I think I'm on something here. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, Juliet, we are definitely going to stay tuned and we'll look forward to getting an update from you in a couple of weeks. I'm sure by that time, hashtag put Juliet in charge will be trending on Twitter. At least that's my prediction. So folks, be sure to stay tuned for a whole bunch of more exciting content coming this holiday weekend. We've got John Netto coming on the main Macro Voices podcast on Thursday night. We've also got Dr. Pippa Malmgren on All Stars on Friday. So be sure to stay tuned for that, and everybody enjoy your holiday weekend. For the Macro Voices Podcast Network, I'm Eric Townsend.
That concludes this edition of Macro Voices. Be sure to tune in each week to hear feature interviews with the brightest minds in finance and macroeconomics. Please register your free account at macrovoices.com. Once registered, you'll receive our free weekly research roundup email containing links to supporting documents from our featured guests and the very best free financial content our volunteer research team could find on the internet each week. You'll also gain access to our free research library. And the more registered users we have, the more we'll be able to recruit high-profile feature interview guests for future programs. So please register your free account today at macrovoices.com if you haven't already. You can subscribe to Macro Voices on iTunes to have Macro Voices automatically delivered to your mobile device each week, free of charge. Macro Voices is presented for informational and entertainment purposes only. The information presented on Macro Voices should not be construed as investment advice. Always consult a licensed investment professional before making investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed on Macro Voices are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the show's hosts or sponsors. Macro Voices, its producers, sponsors, and hosts, Eric Townsend, shall not be liable for losses resulting from investment decisions based on information or viewpoints presented on Macro Voices.